and my shoes were broken, time my hands were cut bloody. Swimming through the sticks and my hair was cold and muddy. Trying to piece it all together, it was hard to remember. Cause the harder I tried, my brain would cry. Skull was fried, sensing danger. Figured I better leave them. Straightened my pants, tied my shoes, bones were loose. Started in a run by the morning sun. And we started back like the night before. It's hard to focus on all the guns and fires. And none of the things were strange to size. Never ever feel fine.
Don't go.
For as long as I could keep it, the ramp was dark and shady. But I was off the freeway, I was frankly feeling happy. So I asked the bartender, would you help me with another of a beer and tequila? And speaking of marijuana, do you know a dealer where I'd find the powder? Headed through the redwoods, could use a little help. And then he said that he could help me. I was so happy that I took the money. He said, give me a minute. Then we jumped in his full pickup. Top up seats, 8-track, and a gun rack. Up a dirt road, down a dirt road. I asked how many more roads. He said that we were real close and that I should not worry. Cause the stars, there is no worry. To the moon, there is no worry. To the dark, there is no worry. So I started to get worried. Cause he started to get scary. As his voice is getting heavy and the fog is getting heavier.
Don't go out that way. Don't go.
Should I took a deep breath and then I took another. I knew that I was bumping in the middle of nowhere. Then we came upon a trailer park with Christmas lights that we had to be scurried in the dark. I double checked my eyes. I was gazing at the middle of a huge bonfire.
White trash, pagan ritual.
Shotgun, Miller Lite, throw the cans in the blaze. Best thing with us, get it, cause this world will never change. So I hummed the melody, hoping it would calm me. Imagining the happy place with a roof for free. But that did not last long as they dragged me from the truck. Creepy little kids who likely couldn't cut my body up and walk by. They crawled me like spiders with greasy little hands, dirty little fingers. Then my little chauffeur said I wanted reefer. I think they'd all out there as they tied me up for capture.
Don't go out that way. Don't go. Don't go.
Myself with fear and grief. And then from the crowd came a 6-tooth net freak who said that she wanted to have some fun with me a while. Everybody listened cause she was the high thinking shawty. Gave permission that she took me around the way. They announced my sacrifice before the new day. I got up the south to a meadow by the river. I knew what she wanted, my only hope was to deliver. So I thought of another while I hit it like no other. Getting super freaky, getting closer to the water. The excitement built, the guardian was done. I could tell this pagan princess was just perfect kind. So I laid the timing, making sure I held strong. Rolled us a little closer to the rapids raging down. I grabbed the stone, threw it at the guard's head. Tossed the skinny bitch by the side of the riverbed. I grabbed my clothes, jumped in the river slow. Thrown against the rocks and washed up a couple miles below.
Don't go out that way. Don't go.
Did you die? 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 Did you die